It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information and views on technology, money and how they affect you.
Financial inclusion for the ordinary citizen, the lowly paid public servant, the teacher, the policeman, the nurse. This has been a focus on Blockchain Business since the program started in 2022. It is slowly becoming a national topic, but approaches vary. The deputy principal of the University of the West Indies at Cave Hill, Professor Winston Moore, has shared some of his thoughts on the matter with credit unions. A key point he has made, which we have been advocating, relates to accumulation of assets and their role in achieving and building generational wealth. A presentation we obtained speaks to the topic, investing cooperatively, a vehicle for wealth creation. We have argued that wealth creation and financial inclusion must include the new era of blockchain technology and cryptocurrency. The twin topics remain, after 16 years, a subject that few people understand, and consequently there is little advocacy or specific training for the youth in financial literacy programs. Professor Winston Moore appears to be among a rare group of academics who understand this link between what we call the new economy, asset building, and creation of generational wealth. In the presentation we obtained, he argues that successful cooperative businesses help members accumulate assets by pooling limited resources and multiplying local capital. Two sources of local capital are the banks and the cooperative movement. The banks hold millions of dollars of loans provided by their local community, but it is not their business to assist ordinary folk achieve assets and generational wealth. The credit unions have millions of dollars of their members' money, but are constrained by outdated law, the 208 Cooperative Act. And secondly, they are constrained by the knowledge and understanding of how the new economy of blockchain and cryptocurrency can be utilized in their best interests and the best interests of their members. In Barbados, financial literacy means different things to different people, depending on their education and experience in the traditional or the new economy of blockchain and cryptocurrency. How do you achieve generational wealth with an asset? And what is the role of compounding? Interest compounding. This is basic education which ought to be taught at primary school level, but not in the context of traditional finance, which chartered professional accountants would be aware of. No, in the context of a new emerging global economy, which will create assets for young people who are patient and dedicated to financial discipline once they understand the tools of the new economy. Assets are assets because ideally they are making money for you while you sleep, so they have to be earning. But for assets to lead to generational wealth, they have to be earning at a rate that significantly exceeds the rising pace of prices, also known as the cost of living. The challenge is that there are no options of earning money far exceeding 10% per annum in Barbados unless you are a construction magnate with a few good ongoing contracts. And accumulating assets is the only route to achieving generational wealth, where people can have a decent life and contribute to their communities, including paying their taxes. In 2014, when Bitcoin's price was $353, Professor Moore led a research paper which recommended that the Central Bank of Barbados hold a small portion of its reserves in Bitcoin. Think about the debt obligations that might have been avoided, or the welfare services which might have been financed with a revolving cryptocurrency index fund that kept earning money for government. Today, the same can be applied. It is just that it will require political and business fortitude by folk who accept they do not understand everything and are willing to obtain that knowledge, and have the fortitude to change policy and legislation that chart a path to national asset creation which will benefit the present generation. We have more to reflect on from the presentation by Professor Winston Moore. So stay tuned every Friday and Monday. Join the thousands who tune in to the Starcom Network service of Voice of Barbados at 5 p.m. for more. Much. much more.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.